This is the land-based podcast on agentic AI, where we help you understand how human expertise and intelligent automation can come together to enhance your AI-powered projects.
Hey there, welcome to another episode of our podcast. Today, we're diving into something super important for anyone in B2B sales and marketing: email deliverability. You know, with nearly 1 in 6 marketing emails never making it to the inbox, it's a big deal. This affects a lot of industries like tech, telecom, and insurance. We're going to chat about how AI is shaking things up, making sure those emails actually land where they're supposed to. There's this platform called Landbase, right? It's all about AI, and it's leading the charge in this transformation. It's helping businesses automate their go-to-market strategies in a smart way. So I'm Ethan, your host, and joining me today is Sophia, my awesome co-host. Together, we're going to break down the challenges of email deliverability and how AI is stepping in to solve these issues.
Thanks, Ethan. So glad to be here. Email deliverability is such a critical topic because it directly affects how companies connect with potential clients and keep their brand reputation strong. So let's kick things off by talking about some common challenges B2B teams face with email deliverability.
Yeah, absolutely, Sophia. One of the biggest headaches is high bounce rates. When emails don't get delivered, it sends a signal to internet service providers that something's wrong, and that can really hurt your sender reputation. Keeping those bounce rates under 2% is crucial because anything higher might lead to email services stepping in.
Exactly. And then there's the whole issue with spam traps and blacklists. These are used to catch senders with bad practices, and hitting a spam trap can really tank your deliverability rates. It's a good reminder of why it's so important to regularly clean and validate your email lists.
Yeah, it's like a digital scarlet letter on your sender reputation, right? And let's not forget about the sender reputation and domain score. It's like a credit score for your email identity. And keeping that score high is key for getting your emails into inboxes.
Right, Ethan. Even with a decent reputation, emails can still get blocked or filtered. It just shows how important it is to continuously monitor and proactively manage your email sending practices.
So, Sophia, how does AI come into play to tackle these challenges?
AI is a total game changer here. It can keep an eye on email metrics in real time, flagging issues like a sudden spike in bounce rates before they become a problem. This proactive approach means you can fix things right away, avoiding any damage to your sender reputation.
That's super insightful. AI also helps with tracking domain reputation and sender score. By hooking into reputation feeds and scoring systems, AI can monitor your sender reputation and adjust sending patterns to help rehab scores when needed.
Exactly. And AI's ability to adapt and throttle sending is huge. It can dynamically adjust sending rates based on ISP feedback, something that's nearly impossible to do manually in real time.
And what about warming up new domains or IPs? How does AI handle that?
AI automates the warm-up process by gradually increasing send volume while watching engagement. This ensures a smooth ramp-up that builds your domain's reputation without the need for manual intervention, reducing the risk of new sender issues.
That's a massive advantage. AI also manages email authentication, making sure SPF, DKIM, and DMARC policies are set up right to boost deliverability odds.
Absolutely. AI can even analyze email content to predict what might trigger spam filters, so your emails are optimized before you hit send. This level of analysis helps avoid setting off filter alarms, which is super useful for sales teams crafting their own sequences.
So, for B2B teams, using AI-driven solutions like Landbase's AI IT Manager can really boost email deliverability and domain reputation. It's like having a 24/7 deliverability consultant and IT specialist without the overhead.
Exactly, Ethan. The AI takes care of the nitty-gritty of getting messages delivered, so teams can focus on strategy and engagement. It's like having an insurance policy for one of your most valuable assets, your sending domain.
That's a great point, Sophia. As we wrap up, let's think about how these insights might change your approach to email marketing. With AI, you can stop worrying about bounce rates and spam traps and focus on what really drives revenue, engaging with customers and closing deals.
Absolutely. We encourage our listeners to explore AI-driven solutions for their email marketing needs. Thanks for tuning in, and we can't wait to have you join us in our next episode.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us on this journey through the world of agentic AI. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and leave a review. You can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Let us know if there are any topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.